Together. I just wrote a story.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it to you?
Sure, Precious. I'm always up to a good story.
Okay. Come on.
Hmm? Where are we going?
Part. Okay. Now, you have to pay attention.
Right.
And don't say anything until I'm finished with my story.
You won't say a thing.
Mm-hmm. Now you can...
Hmm?
You can hold that.
All right. I'm holding it. No, wrong side. Sorry. Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The title is A Story by Rudy Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, there was a happy land. It was a very beautiful place with many beautiful things to look at. Everybody who lived in this land...
Hey, go ahead. I'm listening.
You're supposed to be awake.
I am. I'm awake. I heard everything you said.
What did I say?
You said, well, once upon a time it was a frog and he kissed a princess and she turned into an ape. And they lived happily ever after.
You're not listening.
Hmm? Read on. Start from the top. Here we go.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
There was a happy land.
Happy.
It was a very beautiful place with many beautiful things to look at. Everybody who lived in this land was happy all day long. The leader was a wise man named Mr. Mayor.
Oh, what a lovely day. But then it's always a lovely day in this happy land.
There was also a farm. It belonged to Mr. and Mrs. Farmer. They grew special food that everyone loved to eat. It was called Blueberry.
My, what a great flubaroo harvest we've had.
Yes, there are flubaroos as far as the eye can see.
Honey, we've been working very hard all day. I think we deserve a flubaroo break.
You're right.
delicious.
There was also a man who told people all the news, and the news is always happy.
Now listen, all you people, to what's going down. Things could not be much better in this good news town. So come on, party people, and check it out to find out what the good news is all about. Is all about. Is all about.
Everyone in the land liked to sing songs, and the song leader was a beautiful maiden. I forgot. There was a sweet and pretty flower girl. She liked to grow flowers and give them to everyone. Every day there was a parade, and the parade was led by the town's band leader. It was it's a small parade, but everyone likes it just the same. In this land, there were lots of toys for everyone. And each day, Mr. Mayor handed them out so all the people could play. And school was never inside. It was always outside. There was no homework, and between lessons, everybody sang.
All right, everyone. Today we're going to sing the official song of our land. Mm-hmm. And 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
And we're happy to say.
And we're happy to say.
Everyone in this place has a smile on his face.
We love living here.
Yes, we love living here.
And we're sorry you're there.
With us, we know you'd be happy too.
The people in this land liked each other very much, but there were other people in a different land, not far away, who didn't like them. They didn't like much of anything.
Oh, you're fine.
Hear ye! Hear ye! Announcing his royal kingness, the most feared man in the land, and a man you don't want to mess with.
That's Bill.
Hear ye! Announcing another rotten person, the Duke of Doom.
You got it.
And what mean things have you planned for us today, your ugliness?
I want to boss some more people around. Let's go to war.
Yeah, war, now you're talking.
And what people should we war against, your meanness?
I can't know everything. Bring in the wizard.
Wizard, cometh forth. Cometh forth, wizard. Here comes the wizard.
Greetings, your majesty. So tell me, what would you have me conjure for you today?
I want to go to war, and I want you to find somebody to fight.
Well, let me look in my crystal ball. Don't tell me less, don't tell me more. Just tell me who we should fight in war. Wait a second. It's kind of fuzzy in here. This ball must have been on the radiator too long. I can't see anything. Wait, I see something. I see a land near here where everyone is happy.
I hate happy people. They think they're hot stuff.
Well, happy people are not too bad. Some of my best friends are happy people. Happy people stink, actually. I think we should waste them.
Tell me more, wizard.
Their land is across the ocean and past the desert. They have toys for everyone and they like to sing.
They sound like wimps.
Yeah. That does it. I hereby declare war.
War it is, your highness, and your most horrendous attackedness.
First, let's sing our song.
We don't like the day.
We can't stand the night. We really hate to play. We only like to fight. And we'll do it in your face.
Crummy days.
We can't stand the night. We really hate to play. We only like to fight. And we'll do it in your face.
And so they sent the Duke of Doom with a message.
Look, in the distance, a stranger.
Let's make him welcome.
I'll give him a flower.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hello?
Who goes there?
I am the Duke of Doom, and don't you forget it.
Would you like a flubaroo?
No.
Well, how nice to see you. Why have you come?
Because you're a big trouble. Read this.
What does it say?
It says, we declare war on you. We will be attacking at noon tomorrow. Signed, the King of Nasty.
Well, isn't that nice? They want to have war with us. What is war?
I don't know.
Mr. Mayor, you're the wisest of us all. Do you know what a war is?
Well, I know what a door is and what a store is, but I can't say I know what a war is.
Oh, well, that's all right. We'll just look it up in the dictionary. War. Open armed conflict between two parties.
Open armed parties? All right, party down, open arms. How do you do that?
You do it like this. You open your arms and you partay.
That looks like lots of fun.
Well, let's all do it.
Yeah. This is gonna be a great war.
Wizard, do some magic to protect us in battle.
No problem, Your Majesty. Oh. Before we fight on this battlefield, protect us all with an invisible shield, Kazam! It is done.
I don't see anything.
That's because it's invisible. But trust me, we are totally protected. Nothing can touch us.
Oh! That star hurt!
I'm sorry! We were supposed to have a shield!
You were doing magic all day, and nothing been working!
Here comes those happy people.
Hi there, neighbors.
You ready for war?
We've been looking forward to it all day.
Let's go to war.
All right, war.
I've never seen a war like this one, Your Highness. What should we do?
Draw your swords.
Well, what do you do with those?
We chop you into little bits and pieces.
I'm out of here.
Chop us into little bits and pieces?
These are advanced weapons that you people don't know about.
I don't think we want to fight with you if you're going to use those.
Then in the name of his horrendousness, we declare this land conquered!
Yeah, this land is ours.
And so, the nasty people took over the land, and soon everything was lousy. Right away.
Okay, listen up. There's gonna be some change around here, and I'm your new king.
Your Majesty, why don't you let me change them all into frogs?
You can't even change a dog.
Your Majesty, should I read them the new rules now?
Yes.
Having lost the war, you are henceforth subject to our rules. They are as follows. Rule number one, all your toys are now our toys and you can't play with them ever again.
That's not fair.
Rule number two, from now on, the farmers will only be allowed to grow broccoli. What about our flubaroos?
We'll be eating those.
Rule number three, whenever you pass one of us, you must stop and say, you are a fabulous guy. Rule number four, there will be no parties in town unless we have them. Rule number five, none of you are invited to our parties.
Hold on. Now, I was with you up until that one.
Silence!
Rule number six, you now work for us for no money and no benefits, and you still have to pay taxes. Rule number seven, all taxes will be doubled starting now.
I will not stand for this. As mayor of this land, I must protest the treatment of my people.
Rule number eight, anyone who protests is going to get it.
Your Majesty, why don't you let me imprison him in my crystal ball?
Excellent, very nasty idea.
Oh, this mayor who has such gall. It is time for him to fall now in front of one and all. Put him in my crystal ball.
Even if I am trapped inside this wall, I will not give up until you are driven from our land.
You have a long way. Freedom, the last rule.
Rule number 9. You will only sing our songs. You cannot sing songs of your own anymore.
But we're a singing people. We must sing our songs.
But perhaps you and I could sing a few duets. I could arrange that if you get my drift.
It's been science!
I beg your pardon, your interruptedness. And so, let us sing our song.
We don't like the day, and we can't stand the night. We really hate to play. We only like to fight, and we'll do it in your face.
And so, the people had to live under the new laws, and nobody was happy.
Well, here's some more broccoli.
I wish we could eat one of our flubaroos.
Well, honey, there is something I've been hiding for us.
A flubaroo! Oh, that's wonderful! Tonight we'll have flubaroo soup, and flubaroo stew, and flubaroo casserole!
Yes, yes, and for dessert, flubaroo floats!
Never!
Okay, these are all the toys I own.
Sir, thank you for such a lovely gift.
Gift? You're making me give them to you, and I think it stinks.
Hey, hey, hey! You watch your mouth, sporty!
Now, let me ask you a question, all right? You took all our toys. Now, what is everybody in town supposed to play with?
Oh, you want to play with something, right?
Yeah.
Play with those rocks.
A wonderful idea, your groominess.
You guys are disgusting.
You forgot something.
What?
Rule number 3.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're a fabulous guy.
Thank you.
You're a fabulous guy.
I'm going for a walk.
All right, you groominess.
What are you doing?
Picking flowers.
You're not allowed to pick flowers.
Yes, I can. There's no rule against picking flowers.
Now there is. Rule number 12. No picking flowers. Hey, aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Rule number 3. You're supposed to tell me I'm a fabulous guy.
Okay. You're a fabulous guy.
Bud.
These toys are heavy. Well, song leader, it's a very beautiful dress you have on. Your notes are looking mighty sharp.
I wish that I could say good morning back to you, but I don't speak to people who conquer us and make up terrible rules.
Oh, I don't make up the rules. These are the king's rules. If I didn't follow them, I'd lose my job.
But you don't have to follow them.
Well, if I don't, he'll fire me, and who's going to pay for my condo?
So you mean that you're in this just for the money?
Well, no. Of course, there are other benefits. I have a wonderful health and dental plan. And there's 2 weeks out of the year that I get to go on vacation and cruise and pillage. And
you played your cards right. You could come along and pillage with me.
I'd rather sit on a cactus plant.
We could do that, too, if you'd like.
So the people had to live by the new rules. They really didn't like it, but the people who took over the land liked it a lot. They had a party every day.
Now, how do you like that? We do all the work around here, and all they do is party.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Well, you know, it looks like a stupid party anyway. I wouldn't go in there if you paid me.
Oh, whoa. Check her out.
Don't even look at her. She's one of them.
Hey, Think she likes me.
Don't pay any attention to her.
Haha, catch you later.
Wait a minute, you can't dance with them. They're the enemy.
With enemies like that, who needs friends?
I can remember when that rainbow had a lot of colors.
It'll have colors again soon.
I don't think so.
I don't think we'll ever get to sing our songs again.
We will.
No, we won't. We'll probably have to eat broccoli for the rest of our lives.
Oh, what a tragedy. This is awful. I can't imagine a worse thing happening.
What is it?
The town crier has gone over to the enemy. He's there now, dancing.
This is the end.
Don't say that.
But there's no hope for us now.
We can't fight them. Their weapons are too much for us.
I guess I'll be in this wall forever.
We'll just have to get used to the way things are.
The flower girl hated to see how sad everybody was. She wanted things to be the way they used to be. So she decided to do something about it. And what?
And what happened next?
That's it, the end.
No, honey. What happened after the flower girl said stop?
Everyone stopped.
They stopped what? Stopped dancing?
No, stopped everything. Stopped the rules and stopped being mean.
Well, what about the Duke of Doom?
Stop.
And what happened to the evil king?
Stop.
And the henchmen?
Stop. And the wizard stopped too.
But Rudy, I don't understand. Why did everyone stop?
Because the flower girl told them to.
Now that is a very interesting story you've written. And I love what the flower girl does in the end.
I'm going to do that too when I become president.
You're going to become president?
Yes, president of the world. I'm going to get on the bullhorn, and then I'm going to tell all the bad people to stop it.
Really?
And then I'm going to tell them to throw all their bombs and guns in the ocean so there'll be no more fighting.
Stop it.
Stop it.
17 people wounded in the attack. That's the fourth terrorist action to take place in the last 2 weeks. The military government has announced that it would use any force necessary to combat these subversives.
8 separatist rebels and 1 soldier were killed during a 1-hour gun battle outside the embassy at noon today. Security at the embassy has been increased in response to...
The helicopter was strafing a village when it was shot down by a heat-seeking missile. Tape of the crash was taken by our field correspondent.
Hey, Rudy, you better hurry up and become president of the world, because we need you right now.
Please.
In other news, the world's first 150-megaton nuclear warhead was tested successfully at an underground site yesterday. The bomb is said to have the capability to destroy a 2,000-square-mile area.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.